And I've got technology, I'm useless with technology. It goes off and then I don't know what to do. So, hi, good morning everyone, and welcome to this celebration service of Christians Against Poverty. 21 years we've been here, a little bit over I think, but there's a little bit of a, I don't know. We are coming to the end of our time with Christians Against Poverty. And I never thought I'd say that, yet a couple of times I thought it wasn't going to happen, but we've gone on another 5 years. So God has been good. God has been great to us. I want to welcome Joy and thank you for her and for her work. And welcome Diane and Len. Story about that. Was it only last week, Diane? She rang me, bless, I was ringing that day, I promise. And she rang me and she said, oh, we okay for next week? And I said, oh, yes, brilliant, brilliant. And she said, what time does it start? I said, oh, 11. And she said, is it on the Sunday? And I said, oh, yes, 19th. She said, you put the 18th. So Len and Diane are going on holiday today, she said. And I thought, oh, what will I do now? What will I do? Anyway, thankfully, they've come here all packed up in their car and they're going to go on holiday from here. So I do praise Len for being such a good sport, and they're packed and ready to go. So that was one mistake. The second mistake, and there's hundreds, but I won't tell you them all, is my call to worship. And I wrote down, I thought, Isaiah 61, the one we always have in cap, that it's gone out of my head now. So the Sovereign Lord is upon us, okay? So I thought, fine, that was that. 2 days ago, I had a look and I've written Psalm 61. And I thought, oh, right, that won't be on the order of service. I daren't tell Trevor because he knows how useless they are. Anyway, if I'm going to read this Psalm 61 because I think it's what God wants me to say because we come into an end of cap. So, Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. So after reading it, and my sister said, well, that fits, because I'd shared it with her, and it did fit. So I praise God for whatever you read in the Bible. It's encouraging, and it's what we need to hear. So I thank you. I thank him for giving me that verse. I hope it means something to you too. Over the years, in the very beginning, I just want to remember some people who helped start CAP. And the one that was most spiritually supportive to me from here was Jeff Foster, who is not well at the moment, but still witnessing, even in his state of really, really poorly health. And he would never allow me to be downcast. And I used to say to him, I just want to be down so I can come up. But he would never let me. He always gave me, came in the creation there and always had a word for me. And he said he would never. And sometimes I argued with him that sometimes you have to go down to come back up. But he wouldn't. And that's Jeff. We all know what Jeff is like. So I want us all to remember him. I want to remember, I'm going to list some people because they were important to me. And if I miss anybody out, again, you know how useless I am. So that's why you're not, but you're not forgotten. God's not forgot you. So Ian Bunce, obviously he was here. Heather Brooks, Ray Rastall, Bev and Bill Smith, David and Irene Thompson, Alison and Martin, Esme, Chris and Peter Birrell, Sylvie Farrell, Wynne Wedgbrough, Beata Dixon, do you remember her? She used to help me in the office. Carol and Paul Willits, Liz Clayton, she did a 6 month with me. Diane Hawkins, Pat Malpass, I forgot about her, somebody reminded me of her. Anne Bradshaw, Michelle Robrey, and Mario was Santa Claus. And I don't know if anybody ever saw him dressed up as Santa. He took it really seriously and he knocked on the client's doors with Christmas presents. So all those people were, I couldn't have done it without those and many others. Louise Goodger, she helped me in the office. I never wanted to be on my own, if you remember. I wasn't very good at doing things on my own. So Louise got the call from God and stepped in. And then Linda, after Louise had gone, she had an unexpected call to come and work for Christians Against Poverty, and she was with me for 5 years. And then thinking that things had come to an end for me, but then God brought Joy, and that was, and it was great joy when Joy stepped up. And I want to thank a husband, Rob and Curtis, for being here this morning, and especially for Rob, because he's been a strength and she's needed that, and I praise you that she's had you, Rob, for that. So what a great work has God done in our church with Christians Against Poverty. So we're just going to praise him, and then I'm going to give you some stats of what we've done. So let's stand. No masks are necessary once you're sitting down, and you can sing. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Let's stand. Thank you. Some stats, if we may, on screen. Maybe. Oh, yeah. These are very good, okay? I've been told by up there that we never thought we were ever that good, but they always used to say, you're really good. So, Joy, this is you, obviously. We've done 421 visits took place, and that's a big task to get that first visit, isn't it, Joy? She's still struggling now. We're on the phone still, I think, aren't you, Joy? 185 people have gone debt-free. And 28 of these accounts are two people in the home, so it's not just the 400 the 185, it's a couple. They only get counted as one. And 67 people have responded to the gospel. Okay, so can we have a round of applause? One way I thought that we might see what 67 people look like, I wonder if Joseph can come forward, and any other... Ivy, would you like to come up here for me? I can't believe how grown up you are, Ivy. Yeah. And under that table, I've got quite a lot of things. Can you get them out for me? Yeah. If you shake the bags. No, as in shake them out. Okay. Yeah, is that okay? Yep. Okay. Oh, thanks. We tore the top. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Ivy. You've done it. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We're nearly done. Thank you, Ivy. Oops. you want to ask the question who blew these up?
Yes.
It's me. I did help a little bit. How many do you think are here? Yeah. Do you want to count them? Right, okay, thank you everyone. Yeah, the last one. Everyone counts, thank you so much. Can you kick them out the way as you go? Just kick them, kick them, kick them, kick them. Joseph loves balloons, so whether he'd like a few, that would be brilliant. Yeah. If anybody would like to take a balloon, because it just makes you happy, a balloon, doesn't it? Reminds you of a party. So a party was had in heaven because we had 67 people respond to the gospel. You might say, well, where are they? Well, they don't all come here, okay? That was everything that we always used to say, and Joe, you probably say the same. It doesn't matter where you go, as long as you receive from him and give your life to him. It doesn't matter what church you go to, but we've got a few here that do worship with us and in some other places. So thank you. Well done. Well done, Joe. Keeping up the good work. So I'm going to ask Joe to come and say a few words for us, please. Ooh. Come to the party.
Good morning. I can't believe it's 5 years since I went to Bradford to start my CAP training. I was nervous, not knowing what to expect, but I could soon see that this was a really well-organised setup and everything was in hand. Then the work with clients started and more apprehension. I was definitely facing many things I hadn't before. However, I was never afraid when visiting people in their homes and knew God was with us. I have always had a wonderful team of people who went with me on visits and always felt the right one had gone with me at the right time. The 5 years have gone really fast with so much happening. When lockdown started, CAPA had to adapt the way we worked so quickly, and it was amazing to see how they did this in such a short time. And now it's time for me to finish my time with CAP. There have been some really good times. I have been privileged to go on conferences and be involved in wonderful worship with hundreds of people. Also to hear excellent speakers. I have been encouraged to see all the people passionate about this work for God. We have visited some lovely people who have worked so hard to overcome the difficult circumstances they have found themselves in. And we have seen God's handwork many times. There also have been some difficult times, always a full diary and a lot of existing clients from Sue and Linda's work support was quite overwhelming at first. Also some clients who, however hard we tried, did not choose to work with us. And then the guilt feelings kick in of maybe I didn't do enough. I could not have done this without the support I have received. Those who have given their time to go on visits with me and been so kind and generous to clients, and I'm not naming people because I didn't want to miss anyone out. It's been good to get to know you all more. Those who have prayed faithfully and with compassion. Those who have listened when I needed to talk, and those who have encouraged me. Also my line managers who looked after me. And people who give to CAP, and people who have donated items and vouchers for hampers. The church's generosity at Christmas time was so good to see, and the goodness of food bank staff to CAP clients was also lovely to share in. Thank you so much for all who have been involved in any way at all. This work has definitely made a difference in people's lives. They have been shown God's love, heard the gospel, been prayed for and shown respect that they often don't receive elsewhere. And most of all, the thanks and praise goes to God. I feel privileged to have been a small part of this wonderful organisation and thank him for giving me the opportunity to work with CAP. Thank you. Thank you.
Strangely enough, Joy had completely different support workers to what I had. So that was amazing that new people caught hold of the passion. So well done to all those who did that. I'm going to ask Bev to come now and do her bit. Thank you. I quite like kicking these balloons.
Can't have a party without presents, can you?
Oh, do you want a microphone, Bev? Sorry, I should have...
No, I'll use this one.
All right, is that all right?
Is that okay? I'm sure those of you that work have got something called a line manager. Those of you that are retired are probably very happy to no longer have a line manager. When you work for CAP, you have the joy of having two line managers. You get one from CAP and you get one from the church. Well, I was Joy's line manager for a while from the church, and she's had various line managers, haven't you, in your short period from CAP. Currently, the post is being filled by a guy called Phil Kershaw, who's the area manager of Christians Against Poverty. And Phil's on holiday, but he has sent a message for you, Joy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read it. It's been my pleasure to have been your area manager over the last few years. Joy, thank you for stepping forward in the autumn of 2016 to take over the role as CAP Centre Manager. During these last 5 years, you've been into countless homes in and around Tamworth, bringing hope where there was none. So many individuals and families' lives have been transformed thanks to your kind and caring, compassionate heart. As you move into your next season, please know that you go with our thanks and our gratitude for what you've done and our prayers for a blessed future. And he also thanks me and the rest of the church for all that we've done over the last 21 years as partners in Tamworth. And he signs off, God bless Phil. It has been a pleasure to line manage Joy, and it's not been a hard task at all. Joy needed encouragement from time to time, as we all do in what we're doing. But mainly, she just got on with it. So it is great, Joy, that you've done such a wonderful job for us. And we have a small gift from the church for you, and a card, if you'd like to come and receive this, being as you're retiring. It's not a watch. You're pleased to know.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's just a little gift from me.
Thank you.
And now I have great pleasure. I'm going to give you this. I think, should I give him this radio mic, Stuart? Yeah? Or is it okay? No.
Fine.
To give him one.
Yeah.
Okay. One person that has come through CAP and not ashamed of it and wants to come and share his story is Stuart. So let's welcome Stuart up here. Don't need your mask up here, mate.
No,
You're honoured. Just in case you're taping it, that's all I was thinking. Might want to hear himself later.
Oh, no. Is that...
Yeah, just in the
back. Morning. It's not just this book. I've got to read through it. It's all this as well. anyway. The reason I got into debt was because I was in a very bad relationship. It was a relationship that I could not financially afford. I was in love with her. I did ignore my instincts that this wasn't right. However, we did get engaged. Once I got into debt, the relationship broke down. However, on June the 23rd of last year, I received a phone call from CAP to confirm that I was officially out of debt. But I still feel... Thank you. But I still feel that I am still in debt, not financially, but a debt of gratitude. I would like to say a big thank you to Sue, Joy, Linda, and everyone from CAP, and everyone that helped me and my family for all their help. For for their help and support throughout my journey of becoming debt-free, which lasted for 5 years. For me and many others, you carried out God's work. I do have some things to give out, please. Last week, Sue gave me a stone. And to Joy for. And to Linda. And last but not least, Jill standing by me.
Oh yeah.
I would also like to say a big thank you. I would also like to say a big thank you to God. I feel that God came to me and answered my desperate prayer for help on that day in Lichfield in December 2014. When I reflect on that day, it was a defining moment for me. It was the start of giving me a new hope and a better life. I put my trust in God and he stood by me ever since. I think I've got to repeat what happened in Lichfield because Sue loves this story, which is unfortunate for me because I've got to be up here a lot longer. I went to Lichfield to sell the engagement ring at the auctioneers. Selling this ring broke my heart because it was a token of my love for my ex. I was told that I would receive the money towards the end of January. I would receive a little over £50. As I left the auctioneers, I was in despair. I was scared in losing her. I also needed that money before Christmas, or thought I needed that money for Christmas. Although at that point, money was dripping through my fingers, to which I knew I was running into debt. I was in a bad place. I didn't know what to do or who to turn to. In my head, I prayed, questioning the existence of God. If you do exist, please help me. I was fighting back the tears as I walked through Lichfield back to my car. I noticed a homeless man sat down at a distance from me. So I walked up to him, stopped and stooped down and placed some money into his cap. I mean, cap, not cap, his hat. I never directly looked at him. As the money went in, he said, "God bless you, thank you." I noticed he leant more forward and he wanted eye contact. Once that was achieved, he repeated, "God bless you, thank you." He said it with much love and sincerity. This really struck a chord with me because moments before I questioned the existence of God and this happened. From that moment on, I knew God came to me. Just after New Year, the game was up. I was in debt, needing help. I turned up at my parents and told them. I felt totally ashamed, upset, full of guilt. The first thing my mum did was to ring up Linda for help. Linda did come to see me and she took away the shame, the guilt, etc. from me and she advised me to contact CAP. I had my first appointment in the middle of January of 2015 with Sue. Both Sue and Linda were brilliant. During the appointment, Sue advised me to open up a new account with a different bank and to close down my existing account at my older bank. So I did that afternoon. The new bank opened up a new account and they needed some money to activate it for the following Friday. And they needed to see me again. I told them my wages were going on the Thursday, the day before, ready for Friday. However, on that Thursday before the appointment. My wages were paid into my old account by mistake, which meant I had no money for a week, to live on for a week. I told the lady who paid my wages not to worry. So instead I put my faith, my newfound faith into God. I prayed for help, as I didn't want to borrow any more money. I got home after work to find a letter on the doormat, on my doormat. I opened it and discovered it was the cheque from the auctioneers. I was overwhelmed because I was wrong when I thought I needed that money for Christmas. I felt God said no. God knew what lay ahead of me. He answered my prayer and provided. That cheque was the first transaction in my new account. It not only activated that account, it provided me for food for that week. I know that first transaction was God and his timing. When I started working with CAP, I had to declare bankruptcy. It was the best option for me at the time. I was very scared and worried and not understanding why God had put me in this position. During this time, on a separate issue, I was threatened with court action. Once I explained I had to declare bankruptcy, then no further action was taken against me. Then 2 weeks later, CAP phoned me to say that they have passed everything over to the insolvency team and that I may not have to declare bankruptcy because of certain information that I had provided to Sue at the first meeting. I was put on a repayment plan. I knew then why God put me in the process of bankruptcy. It was to help me, to protect me from that court action. You see, God has his plans. Although I did feel abandoned at that time, I now know that God will never abandon me. This morning, Sue sent a link on WhatsApp, the title, God's Timing. In that video, it explained about God's waiting room. I think that's where I was at that time of bankruptcy, in God's waiting room. Running parallel to my death, my mum took ill with cancer. Despite mum's many battles, mum was worried sick about me. She kept asking, how much do I owe? How long is it before you're out of debt? I used to say, I'm not telling you, you have enough to deal with and to worry about. Once I'm debt free, I will then tell you, because everything's paid and you've got nothing to worry about, I'm okay. And I was going to plan, without mum and dad knowing, to take them out to celebrate. Well, that day did come. When I was debt free on the 23rd of June. Instead of taking mum out to celebrate, I had to go to St. Giles Hospice. I told mum how much I loved her and thanked her for everything. I whispered it into mum's ear, I'm debt free. Thank you for everything. Thank you for that call to Linda. God bless you. My mum sadly passed away on the 24th of June, the day after. God allowed mum to live long enough to know.
God did it, okay? God did
I will finish it. God allowed me to live long enough to know everything, that everyone she loved is okay, and this is a blessing. Amen.
Thank you.
Another thing on God's timing is Joy said she's going to get Stuart to tell his story at a meal. And when she's done that, she'll retire. Okay? Well, those meals never happened. Okay? And I think that might have been nearly 2 years ago. Yeah, so God's timing again. So Stuart, I think that's appropriate that I asked Stuart and he agreed to tell his story, which is a wonderful story. And so Joy, you've got your answer that, you know, what you said. So that is amazing. I just want to praise Stuart that he didn't go bankrupt. Bankrupt sometimes helps people out, but for people to pay back the debt they owe is a much stronger feeling for them to think that they've battled. And he did, or to think he knuckled down and paid that debt. I'm so proud of him. So hopefully a little light release for some of us. And we're going to sing a song that I think the children will know, so we've only got two, so and Rachel knows it because she sings it at her school, is My Lighthouse. And I feel that God is a lighthouse for those who are struggling. So let's stand and try and sing this, please. It's a jolly song, so clap if you don't know the words or whatever. So let's sing. Thank you.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
well done, thank you. Diane knows some actions to that, Joseph. We'll have to get them off it, because we might have that song again. Thank you. Esme's going to lead us in prayer. Thank you.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that it is so good to come into your house today. Father, as we celebrate the work of CAP in our church, we are blown away with your goodness. Father, we thank you for all the people here today. Father, we thank you for friends that we've not seen for a while. We thank you for people who've worked with CAP and for CAP and through CAP. Father, we have thanks in our hearts for each one. Father, we thank you for lives that have been changed because there has been a CAP centre in our church. Father, we thank you for seeds that have been sown and for new people in your kingdom through this mighty work. Father, we give you thanks for those who have answered the call on their lives. Father, we remember today John Kirkby and the call that you gave him and the way he responded. Father, we pray too, and we thank you for the call and the response from Sue and from Linda and from Joy and from all those other people who have been mentioned today. We thank you. Father, we pray for the next steps for CAP in our town and how the future in our town will be worked out. And we pray for next steps for our church and what our next mission will be. Father, we pray for your leading and for your guiding. And just for a moment, we pray for our own fellowship here. For the many people in need, in our fellowship, for our friends and in our family. Father, we just spend a moment in silence, lifting up people to you. So, Father, we leave our friends and family in your hands and we give you our grateful thanks in the precious name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Linda's going to come and give us our reading now before Diane comes and shares with us. Thank you.
Oh, right. Very good. Got two.
I was impressed
with you, Linda. The reading is taken from Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse 7. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honour at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honour, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat. Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honoured in the presence of all the other guests, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.
Ooh, what are you going to make of that, Diane? That sounds quite powerful. Thank you, Linda. Diane, welcome. Do you, are you walking about?
No.
Oh, just put it there. Just a bit. Just a bit. Sorry.
She always wanted to strangle me as an area manager, so there we are.
Well, good morning, Tamworth Baptist Church. How lovely to be with you this morning. Actually, I was here 2 years ago. It's just 2 years, actually. So if you're thinking, oh, not you again, I'm sorry. But I was invited, honest. And it is a pleasure and a privilege to be here at this real special time. Celebration service, isn't it? And what a celebration we've had already. I love the balloons. I do like balloons, but I'm not taking any with me to France. Okay. So my history with the centre is that when I became a debt centre manager 12 years ago,
really, is it
12 years ago, Sue was very much a friend to me, and she'd already been doing it, you know, a long time then. So she was a bit of an expert. So I picked up lots of tips from her. Not all of them good, I have to say. But some of them I still have passed on to others. But I then became the area manager for the West Midlands. And that's the position I still hold, just actually officially for a few more weeks. But I manage more the a bit further down the West Midlands now. As our network's grown, we've had to bring in other area managers to be able to do it. So, as you heard, Phil has been the area manager, and he's very sorry he couldn't be here this morning, and he did send his apologies. So, I'm here to celebrate all that has been achieved in 21 years of serving and loving some with the least in this, your community. I want to celebrate Joy for all she's done, and of course Sue and Linda. And they all did a wonderful job. That's the thing, isn't it? We're all cogs in the works, aren't we? We all play our part. No one is any more important than anybody else. And, you know, John Kirkby would be the first to say that. I spoke to John at the National Conference last week, celebrating 25 years of CAP, and he sent you his very best wishes for me to bring to you this morning, and his thanks for getting on board and being part of CAP for all this time. And just as much about celebrating the three lovely ladies, it's about celebrating each of you and thanking you. And I know not everybody can be here this morning due to circumstances, but it's about celebrating every person who's been part of the church, because I know it is your main ministry. So whether you've prayed, whether you've given, whether you've worked, just thank you for every minute of your time. The time when it's been inconvenient and hard. And I know what it's like, there's lots of them, when you don't really want to do it. Or maybe when clients don't seem to have been very grateful. That happens a lot as well. But you've kept giving, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for every pound that you've given, whether to your local centre or to CAP nationally, which also helps to keep the local centres running. But most of all today, I want to celebrate your hearts that are submitted to Jesus Christ. Thank you for following his example. And what I want to talk about this morning is generosity. So as humans, we often have a desire to reciprocate, don't we? Someone gives me a present, I think, oh, I'll give them a present. Somebody invites me to a meal, then I like to reciprocate. But you know what? I don't know about you, but those people that I usually have in my home for meals are people probably mostly like me, you know, can talk to quite easily, can be friends with. We tend to, don't we, invite those people back when they've invited us. But what does that mean for other people? Other people who maybe don't have friends and family, people who've fallen on hard times and, well, maybe they're not people we would naturally be drawn to. And that's why CAP partners with churches to equip and empower them to serve those who might otherwise be overlooked. And through the church, to provide life-changing practical support. CAP never works apart from with the church. We partner with churches because churches have the setup already. They have the community to look after people, and we recognise that. So we heard the verses from Luke 14. And yeah, it's a bit of a solemn reading, isn't it? But to just set the scene, so Jesus is there dining at the house of an important Pharisee. This guy's invited all his friends. They all know the pecking order, and they just jostle for the best seats at the table. Just imagine, new pastor comes, invites the whole church to come and have dinner with him. You know, are we all there saying, well, I'm the one that leads prayer in the church, or I'm the one that leads this? You know, it's so easy to do. It's so human, isn't it? And so this guy had invited all those people. But, and the Pharisees' culture, and with what I've just said in mind, don't let's be too quick to judge, was to invite the important people, those who could reciprocate and maybe help them up the social ladder. But then Jesus tears this idea apart. He turns round and embarrassingly says to the host, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, don't invite your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your relatives, or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you'll be repaid. They can't. Although, if you help those who've got least, they can't repay you. But as we heard, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. And that's what we're working for. So Jesus is making a point about the way that God's kingdom works, the way that God's love works. There's our human love, which is reciprocal, and there's a God's way of loving, which is relentlessly generous. I love that phrase, relentlessly generous. Giving without an agenda, that is. So if God is relentlessly generous in his love to us, how should we respond? What's he asking of us? Obviously, we can and we should love him back. But what are we compelled to do from Jesus' teaching? It's to love others, to join him in a life of generosity, especially to those who find themselves struggling, isolated, and overlooked. It's what flows out of the heart of the gospel. It's the message of CAP. And I feel that here you have embraced that message in how you have loved CAP clients over so long. And I loved that Stuart, he gave, you know, in his being up here, he was thanking, and he gave. He even gave me a box of chocolates, you know. I've never even met Stuart, but that's his generous heart, you know, giving. And, you know, I love that. That's beautiful. I said to Stuart before the service started, and I honestly believe this, actually, no one will remember what I say, but they'll all remember Stuart's story. And that's what I've experienced over the many years of doing talks with CAP at various levels, that it almost doesn't matter what I say, because we always have client stories and they are always the thing that stays in people's minds. That's what makes the impression. Yeah, so we could have basically just had Stuart here. We could have just all sat down, couldn't we? And let him get on with it, because, oh look, preacher in the making there. So what has been achieved here at Tamworth Baptist Church is truly amazing. All the stories we've heard, and I know there have been plenty over the years, those amazing stats. And I don't think they're full stats because they weren't collected right from the beginning, were they?
No.
So, you know, that's only partial story. But even knowing what we know, none of us can really know how many lives and how lives have been impacted. Because for all those like Stuart who've come back and said thank you or told their stories or we've heard about, there are so many others who we don't know the stories about, we've never heard. And even, excuse me, some of those seeds of love and finance are still lying dormant in the soil of people's hearts. They haven't yet come to fruition. And we know, don't we? You know that generosity isn't all about finance. And we've been reminded of that already this morning, that it includes time, includes prayers and love. But thank you from CAP, on behalf of CAP, thank you so much for sowing into people in your community. Thank you for all the coffees and teas and cakes, white goods, decorating you've done, babysitting, knitting given, clothes, fights you fought on behalf of the clients, a listening ear, a place of safety, and on and on and on, because that list, well, I don't know how long it would be. But all that has been sown into the work of CAP. 21 years of serving. And I checked out and I was told that this is the third longest running debt centre in all time. Wow, you should go wow at that. And that's you guys. I'm blown away by that. So in all that time, I don't know how many have come and gone. Even in my time, there have been a lot that have come and gone. But, you know, you have stuck with it. And I think what makes that all the more remarkable for me is you are not a mega church. I know you're not all here this morning. I know you're bigger than this. But you're not, are you? You know, and you took a risk 21 years ago, whether it was you that was here or not, or other people, and some of you were here, I know, you took a risk 21 years ago to invest into a charity that didn't have a proven track record. In fact, almost no one had heard of it. But you heard God, and in faith, you got on board. That is amazing. And please, please, take that away with you. God's pleasure, his smile on you this morning. We've already prayed with Esme about, you know, hoping that this service will carry on in Tamworth to meet the needs of this area. So do pray for a church who will really feel they want to take on the baton. Because we know there's still lots of people with unmanageable debt who can't feed their children, who can't keep a roof over their family, and those who are suicidal. It's getting worse, not better. And whilst thanking you for your generosity, I just want to remind you that CAP goes on. You know, your season's over, but CAP will go on and on. And we have what we call life changers, people who give a small amount each month to the national work of CAP. And I know that a lot of you are already life changers. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for continuing to believe in this work. But if you're not, and you would like to become that, a life changer, people that changes someone's lives, someone like Stuart, you know, it's thanks to that that Stuart's life has been changed and so many others. I've just left some books and some forms out on the, what's it called, table out there. I've left some out there. So please do pick up a form and fill it in. Please do make sure you tick permission for us to contact you in some way. Otherwise, we're not allowed with the new GDPR rules. So if you could give £5 a month, that would be wonderful. Please consider it. You are generous. You've proved that already. And at the moment, up till the end of the year, any money given will be match funded for a year. So whatever you can give, the £5 will be doubled, which makes it all the better. That's brilliant. So, as I just bring my talk to a close, I just want you to know that God has seen your faithfulness, your generosity over so long. You have given so much. And I know that won't stop, because when it's our heart, it may not be Cap. It'll be something else. I know that. And I love that heart. I love that heart of generosity. But God sees it too. So I want to say, just again, just to finish, just so you get the message, on behalf of Cap nationally, John Kirkby, Paula Stringer, and all the people at head office who pray every week for your centre, for your work, for your clients. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm saying thank you on behalf of every client as well, who's been fortunate enough to benefit from your generosity. And I just want to finish with Jesus' words from Luke 14 that we heard. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So there's some forms like this. If you'd like to become a life changer or you'd like to increase your giving, mine's a bit screwed up. I've also left three books, there'll be four because this one as well, four books out there on the stand. I'm not taking them back with me. I'm not taking them to France. So, if they're not taken, that's fine. I'll leave them. Joy or somebody can deal with them. Go into the church bookshop or whatever, library, whatever. But please do. If you haven't read the book, read it. It's a challenging, absolutely amazing read of what John did all those years ago. So thank you. It's been lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you, Sue and Joy, for inviting me this morning. Thank you.
I won't put my hand
behind
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, thank you. That was great. Joy. Diane sent me a reading, and just before she sent me the reading, I was given this song. And you might, I don't know what I'm doing at the moment. I feel as if I'm sharing everybody these new songs I'm giving. So I'm sorry, you're going to have to put up with it. Because it was just similar to the reading that you gave. So I'm going to let you sit if you want. Or you can stand if you like. The title of it is Come All You Vagabonds, okay? Come to the table, okay? And it's about similar to what Diane read, a little bit similar, but it's just reminding us that we're all invited, whoever we are, to the table. So sit if you like, but try and join in, please. Thank you.
Come all you vagabonds, come all you don't belongs, winners and losers, come people like me. Travelers tired from the journey, come wait a while, stay while welcome you'll be. Come all you questioners looking for answers and searching for reasons and sense in it all. Come all you fallen and come all you broken, find strength for your body and food for your soul. Come to the feast, there is room at the table. Come let us meet in this place. Station and orientation, the helpless, the hopeless, the young and the old. Come to the feast, there is room at the table. Come, let us meet in this place with the King of all kindness who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace. Come all believers and dreamers and schemers, and come all you restless just searching for home. Movers and shakers and givers and takers, the happy, the sad, the lost and alone. Come sell
Well, I hope you'll be singing that on your way home, okay? Because it's jolly and it was newish to me, but I felt it fit right. I'm going to give you another one in a minute when we're finished. But it's, you're not going to sing it, you're just going to listen to it. It's another new one. And I have loads of songs in your head, haven't you? But every day I send a song out. God gives me one every day, okay? Every day. Somebody said, why don't you stop it? I said, well, I can't, because it just keeps coming in my head. Because I turn my laptop on, my iPad on, and then there's a song comes up, and it's just so good. So that was one of them that I had a few weeks ago. So I'm just going to close with a short benediction. May the Lord bless us wherever he may lead us. To the next season in all of our lives. Keep us safe on our journeys, as especially with Diane and Len. And we pray this, that you will take care of us, that you will protect us, that you will lead us on. We pray in that powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, can you put a song?